This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM, 91.5 WSGN. I'm Esther Chamakili. The search for a new Birmingham City School superintendent is drawing criticism from members of the Birmingham Board of Education. Members gathered in protest recently after the five finalists for the superintendent position were announced. Among their concerns are the process by which the finalists were chosen and the finalists themselves. Here to talk more about this is Nick Patterson, editor of the weekly newspaper Weld. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Esther.
So members of the Birmingham Board of Education gathered in protest of the process by which the candidates were chosen. Members chanted, "The process is rigged." Describe the process they're talking about.
Well, the process for selecting a superintendent, and as you know, there have been a number of superintendent selections in Birmingham over the last few years, has frequently been simply allowing a four-member search committee to select finalists and bring those to the whole board for a vote. And, of course, narrowing down whatever the field of candidates was has been sort of an internal matter. This time, the search committee and the board paid the Alabama Association of School Boards to help make the final cut. They paid them $6,000 to do that. But some are saying, of course, that because committee members had more information than the board as a whole, that the Board of Education as a whole really didn't have all the information that they needed until just recently.
Did someone drop a ball, or what happened here?
Hard to say exactly how it happened, but again, if you consider the committee of the organization as having autonomy to make the search, it's not impossible to see how not all the details would have been shared with the board as a whole, given how the process has worked in the past. Even with the AASB being involved, even with the board knowing that money was being spent to use this outside party to help them make the selection, it's certainly within the realm of possibility that members of the board weren't communicating fully with all the details to each other.
And this process has taken place for months now, and one of the issues is that the board says they weren't notified until last week about the five candidates. When did this process start?
Well, you think about it, it started back in the fall of last year, really, when the last superintendent was let go. As a consequence of that, there's been a long process, and it's different this time than it has been in the past. And, of course, those differences may very well be at the heart of why board members as a whole who weren't on the search committee don't know everything or didn't know everything that members who were on the search committee were aware of. And so, again, it's a process that they all agreed to. They paid money, public money, to do this search and to use the AASB to do it. So it's unclear if, in fact, someone is truthfully saying that they had no knowledge at all that the AASB was working this process the way they were.
Explain some of the issues the board members have with the five candidates that were chosen.
The first issue is that none of them are from Birmingham. None of them are from within the system. All of them are outsiders. Most of them are relatively unknown, although some of them, one of them, has some ties to the city, having graduated from Birmingham Southern, having taught in a variety of places here locally. Most of them are not that well known to members of the board, and I think that's part of the issue.
And what about interim superintendent Dr. Larry Contride?
Well, again, one of the issues, too, is that Larry Contride was not one of the five people selected. And there is at least a movement among people connected with the school board who would have liked to have seen Contride. He has a lot of supporters. People have made some public statements in his behalf. But we don't know for a fact that Contride actually applied at the present time because he has not made any public statements to indicate that he has. The board hasn't said whether he applied. And AASB is only releasing the names of the five finalists and not the rest of the people who applied.
What's next? How does the board move forward?
Well, there are protests going on outside the Board of Education. Maybe more to come. We don't know. There is a public outcry against the process as it has been given, as it been delivered thus far. There's complaints inside the Board of Education, complaints outside the Board of Education. So whether or not the outcry is going to affect the process, we'll just have to wait and see.
And we will wait and see. That was Nick Patterson, editor of the weekly newspaper, Weld. Nick joins us most Thursdays during All Things Considered here on WBHM. Nick, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me in, Esther.